Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, open your mouth, say something, like I do. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, grab a link for the show from the second hour. People need to know about this fentanyl thing. You can't just blow it off. You can't just let it simmer down. You can't just, you want to make sure that people know about it. People are paying attention to it. And we make the big deal that it needs to be. And I mean that sincerely. We need to make it the big deal that it needs to be. We're losing our kids to this. They don't know any better. It's not right. Well, here's a new one. I tell you, you must be shocked. Dismayed, even. But apparently, a top Florida state official warned Thursday that firefighters have battled a number of fires caused by, you ready for this? That's right, EVs, EV batteries. They're waterlogged from the hurricane. The batteries have been waterlogged in the wake of the hurricane at risk of corrosion, which could lead to unexpected fires. Are we for real? Do these things just catch up fire on their own? God bless. There's a ton of EVs disabled from Ian. As those batteries corrode, fires start. Well, that's according to Jimmy Petronas. He's a top financial officer and fire marshal. He said that's a challenge that firefighters have never faced before, especially on this kind of scale. Wow. Amazing. It takes a special training and understanding of EVs to ensure that these fires are put out quickly and safely. Right? And it does. And again, he's right. They're not used to this. You've got a boatload of these electric cars now. I'm giggling because, come on, tell me that somebody didn't think this out went, oh, well. Right? There's no way that these engineers didn't give this some thought. Just like in the cold. I'm reading that in the cold weather, these things are useless. That they don't last as long. The charge ends faster. How does that help when you live in New England? You're stuck in a nor'easter. Petronas published a video of the firefighters in Naples, Florida, battling a fire started from a Tesla. A bystander overheard the video saying that crew had to use hundreds of gallons of water attempting to put the fire out. Last week, the hurricane pummeled Florida, including Naples and a few other places, right? And they don't know how many EVs were actually impacted. This is going to be, these cars aren't cheap, right? So if the cars aren't cheap, and the insurance company's going to have to pay off on these, wow, insurance company's going to be in trouble, aren't they? And yet you still see the rise or the increasing sales in EVs because the Biden administration keeps pushing this stuff. Between April and June, EVs accounted for 5.6% of new car purchases. That's up slightly from 3 months ago. Shortly after taking office, Biden announced a goal to ensure that 50% of new car sales would be EVs by 2030. Yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no way. There's still too many issues with them. Again, you want to go on a long trip up the coast to California, you're done. You have to plan a two-day trip or maybe even a three-day trip. Can you drive straight through the night? Are you willing to drive straight through? You know, Tammy and I, where was it? We drove from Tampa to Los Angeles together. I think it took 5 or 6 days. There were areas in Texas that, I'm telling you, we would have been dead on the road. Right? We would have been dead on the road because we would have run out of power. Maybe, I don't know enough about these things, but I wonder if you could do something with it. With some kind of generator on board, you know what I'm saying? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. So, you know, I don't know. I guess by and large, right now, it's not a good deal. They don't have it figured out. And you shouldn't be stuck somewhere with grandma waiting for help. Do you remember back in 2017 when the media totally blasted Melania Trump for her fashion choice when she went to visit victims of a hurricane? Right? Remember that? They looked at what she was wearing. They took pictures. They made fun of her. And I think it was the New York Times. It described her look with the headline, Melania Trump off to Texas finds herself on thin heels. They called them Trump's hurricane stilettos. Well, you know what? I would have marketed that. Think about it. So they made fun of the White House's continual failure to understand optics. And reporters later noted that Melania Trump removed her high heels and changed to a pair of sneakers after arriving in Texas. But not a word that Jill Biden arrived in Florida with high heels on. This is the same woman that had like fishnet stocking on a couple of months ago, didn't she, when she got off of Air Force One? Talk about no fat, well, no sense, but no fashion sense. Joe was in your house. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dance around the desk, and that's it. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. You know, 855-732-5563. Funny how they made so much fun of Melania. They made fun of the way she talked. And the woman spoke, I think, what does she speak, 5 or 6 languages? She's more educated than most of those late-night commentators who have an IQ of 3. Because that's what hate does to you. It brings your IQ down. She can speak 5 or 6 different languages, leave them in the dust, and yet they had to tear her up. Why? Because she's Donald Trump's wife. Because she has Trump as the last name. That's what hate does to people. It makes them even more than stupid, seriously. And go back to this Joe Biden thing. At least when Melania got to where she was going, to help out with the hurricane people or do it to the hurricane victims, if you would. Right? She changed her shoes. She got into sneakers. Biden shows up in high heels, not a word from the press. Not only does she show up in high heels, she leaves the high heels on and goes greet the people involved. But she couldn't put sneakers on. She couldn't put flats on in case she slipped her on something or what have you. And both President Biden and his wife were photographed leaving from Florida. Right? And again, you can see the pictures, but not a reference to her heels. Right? Totally different than the other one. I love it. I just think it keeps highlighting the hypocrisy. It keeps highlighting and proving our point when they say they totally treated Trump differently. They treated Melania differently. They treated his kids differently. They couldn't wait to throw his kids in jail, but Hunter Biden, no problem. Give him a pass. And for those of you who really think something's going to come out of this new revelation that the FBI's got stuff on him, no, you're wrong. You're just wrong. There's no way. He's either going to get a pardon. There's no way they're going to let him go rot in jail. Right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. One of the reporters there. I don't know if this is a joke or what. Charlie Spearing. He's a White House correspondent. I don't know for who, though. Oh, for Breitbart, I think. He said, I'm told by reliable sources that Jill Biden is wearing kitten heels as she leaves for the trip to visit hurricane damage in Florida. Not the stilettos that Melania Trump wore. Right? That triggered the haters. That made it just amazing. Now, kitten heels, they're short stilettos. Some media members, however, didn't show sympathy towards Melania Trump, even with the Joe Biden photos. So, just amazing to me. I love how this. I actually enjoy this stuff. Because, as I told you before, the big deal behind all of this is the hypocrisy about how they treat one over the other. And the other thing I find really funny, think about something. They criticized the model for her wardrobe. Yeah, let that sink in. They criticized Melania's all-white pantsuit during a State of the Union address. And they, oh God, they praised Hillary Clinton for wearing a similar outfit, although, let's just say, I would get crucified. Let's just say she didn't do that pant outfit any justice, and I'm talking about Hillary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this. The New York professor that New York University fired a chemistry professor. Now, it was after the student signed a petition complaining that his class is, ready for this one? Ready for this? Too difficult. Oh, it's too hard. I can't. Yeah. Right? Maitland Jones Jr., chemistry professor at New York University, who also taught for 4 decades at Princeton, was fired in August after undergraduate students circulated a petition complaining that his course was too difficult. Wow. That's all we had to do? Dozens of college students, many of them aspiring doctors, signed on the petition. We're very concerned about our scores. We find they're not an accurate reflection of the time and effort that we put into this class. Really? For real? Since when do you have to do what the kids want you to do? And that's what they are, they're kids. We're very concerned about our scores. Well, why don't you study harder? We urge you to realize that a class with such high percentage of withdrawals and low grades have failed to make students' learning and well-being a priority. Yeah, learning and well-being. No, you're supposed to take care of your own well-being. Class is stressful. School is stressful. I want a doctor that's been under a lot of stress. I want a doctor that really has been put through the ringer. Right? Jones, 84, told the New York Times that he started seeing a loss of focus among students about a decade ago. No kidding. But the problem was exacerbated by the coronavirus. They weren't coming to class because, like, you know, that's for sure, because I can count the house, he said. Jones told the newspaper they weren't watching the videos and they weren't able to answer the questions. He's right. Look, we see it at the high school level. A spokesman for New York University disagreed with the way Jones' dismissal has been framed, saying that in addition to the petition, Jones' class also had a very high rate of student withdrawals. Yeah, because they couldn't cut it. He was hard to teach. He wasn't. When did you hire him? How long has he been doing this? Guy's 84 years old. What did you do, hire him at 80? No, seriously. Before lecturing at NYU, Jones pioneered a new way of teaching that emphasized problem-based learning over lecture-memorized regurgitation. I like that. I mean, it sounds good. I don't want people to memorize stuff and not really know it. He said, our aim is to teach the best course in organic chemistry anywhere. The course description for his organic chemistry class stated. Jones told the New York Times that he's concerned about the precedent his firing could set. He said, I don't want my job back. I want to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. So what is it? You complain about a teacher and they're done? Yeah. No. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said on Thursday he will pardon all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana and will call on federal regulators to review how the drug is classified. The president also spending some time in New York talking about the CHIPS Act, which aims to boost U.S. production of computer chips and help the country compete with China.
The law that's going to build a future and a proud, proud legacy, not only for IBM, but for the country, a legacy of innovation and manufacturing.
One person is dead and five more are injured after a stabbing attack on the Las Vegas Strip. The suspect has been taken into custody outside the Venetian. The extent of the victim's injuries are currently unknown. ABC 13 reports some of the victims may have been showgirls that take pictures with tourists on the Strip. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. There's always conversation going on in the chat room that you could be about. So if I bore you to death, you could always go there and get it. Always a lot of fun. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Right? So... I know I wanted to hit this the other day, and I actually, you know, never got around to it. And whether you believe it or not, or whether you're paying attention or not, really want to know the kind of education your kids are getting, you need to start asking them questions. Not pummeling them, but asking them questions. So right now... You know, at some of these schools, when you want to know, what is the term, SEL, social emotional learning, you probably don't even know what it is. But most elementary schools are having a social, an SEL period or session every morning. And it's not that long. It only took a few minutes. It only takes a few minutes. And they start talking to them about the differences. Yes, the gender differences. And that kind of thing. It's crazy. It's not conversations they should be having with your kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, recently, school choice opponents, they gave up. They claimed defeat just days after declaring a victory. It's just amazing. On Friday, I think it was a week ago, opponents of education choice in Arizona declared a historic victory. By Monday, they conceded defeat. The Secretary of State needs to release the results quickly so the families get to see truly who voted for what. So, and all parents want is the best education for the kids. Public education, as good as it is, because some kids wouldn't get any education at all. When my grandparents moved here, my great-grandparents, they came here for a better life. They came here so the kids would have a better education. They couldn't get that anywhere else. They got it here. Good, better, and different. They got it here. They learned how to read and write, add and subtract, you know, basic math, basic science. This is not always taking place in other schools. So there was a group in Arizona And they were fighting education choice. They had sought to gather enough signatures to block Arizona's newly passed massive expansion of education choice and put it on the ballot for voters to decide. But you know what? The voters weren't interested. Thank God. Yeah, seriously. The voters weren't interested at all. I think one of the proponents said, I think we'll end up short. It's according to Beth Lewis, the executive director of the Anti-School Choice Group. You know what it was called? The Anti-Choice Group was called Save Our Schools. I wouldn't save any school that was failing. I would try to help fix it. If they weren't interested, then I really wouldn't save it. Their defeat is a testament to the power of parents when you mobilize. Earlier this summer, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, he signed a bill sponsored by Arizona House Republican Majority Leader Ben Toma to expand eligibility for state empowerment scholarship accounts. Right, these accounts allow parents to use, for all intents and purposes, use a voucher to send their kids to a good school. Across the street, across town, wherever. Now, Arizona is quickly becoming the gold standard for education, first in the nation. The Heritage Foundation, which we all love, I hope, their inaugural Education Freedom Report Card, second for education freedom overall, including ranks of education choice, academics, transparency, and so forth. Right? Now, I want you to think about something. God, New York, and places like that, they spend tens of thousands per child. In Arizona, they spend $7,000 per student. Think about that. At $7,000, that's for a year, people, by the way. That's pretty darn good. Yeah, we spent a little bit more in my area. On Friday, Save Our Schools Arizona claimed it had gathered 141,000 signatures, a lot more than the 118 they needed. But by Monday, they were like, yeah, the keyword is valid. These aren't going to work. And we saw that here in California. But it was mostly because the signature gathering people didn't really do their job. Let's just be honest about it. But again, I'm going to go back to what I always say to you guys. Get involved. Get involved in these schools. Find out what's going on. You heard me say it earlier with my other guest. You need to be in those, and please, please don't tell me I got kids to feed. I've got other things to do. You can show up at a school board meeting once every other month. Put a group of moms or people together. So two of you at every meeting. Maybe you rotate through the group. I don't know. But you're not going to make a change by jumping on Facebook and telling everybody how bad or good your school is. That doesn't happen. And maybe you poke and prod other people to go. I don't know. I'm not the genius in the room. I don't have an answer for you. You know, in the wake of the whole school shutdowns, Zoom school as some called it, they saw what was going on in the classroom. They saw the classrooms were politicized. Public support for education choice reached all-time highs. They want other options. It is the only system that the government could actually put you in jail for keeping your kid out of. Right? They could force you to go to a school that's failing. They have a right to do that. That's crazy. And a lot of times people will say, well, you know, we can vote them out. That's how we fix this. Well, it's true. But you haven't been paying attention, so what do you do now? You've got to ratchet it up. A poll released last month found that 66% of Arizonans, 75% of parents of school-age children, support empowerment scholarship accounts. That's where they give you the money to send your child to any school you want to. If given the choice, 58% of Arizona parents said that they would like their child to attend a school of choice, including a private school. 31% said a charter school, 17% said homeschool. Assault on education, you see it happening all across the country. And I don't know if it's an assault. Is it an assault on education? Or is it an assault on the parent? I don't know. Why don't the parents have a right to decide where their kids go to school, how, and what they do? Really, I'm curious. Right? Oh, I like this. They had signs up, by the way, around the booths. Decline to sign. They were trying to keep people from signing the petition. And, you know, it's tough today because you think you know what it says. You're told what it says. But some of these petitions are not being honest about, you know, what they say and what they do. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I would love to know what you guys think about, you know, should a parent have total right to decide what school their child goes to? And maybe, you know, maybe it's one of those things where you pay the difference. You're allowed an X amount of money a month. As long as you send your kid to school and you pay the difference, we're good. What's wrong with that? They're afraid you're not going to think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Because it's easy to be part of the problem, is it not? And our, I don't know, what is it, 32 days? 30 days, 31 days, whatever. We're not that far away. The election, for all intents and purposes, is just around the corner. You've got to get people, I almost said woke, you got to wake people up. How's that? You got to wake people up to get them to understand what their job is, what they need to do. It's the only way you win these battles. It's the only way you come out on top. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. I got a lot more to talk about right after the break.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
There you go. That's class right there. Show me your host. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know, I say it all the time. I say it 15 times a day, maybe more than that. Because you're not listening. Anyway, so Amazon is planning to hire 150,000 workers for the holiday season. Everybody will get all excited about it. You watch. It's going to happen in California, Michigan, Texas, Washington, a couple of other states. But it's 150,000. For seasonal workers, means they all will lose their job after the holiday season. And it's only in operations. That's it. So open businesses, operations network include stowing, picking, packing, sorting, shipping, and, customer support. Which is always a lot of fun. Oh, more states. The positions in the states will be California, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Missouri, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington. So good. But again, it's temporary. And I appreciate it. When you want to feed your family, you'll take a temporary job. Take anything. Right? They start them in at about $19 an hour. Not bad. And there'll be a sign-on bonus ranging from $1,000 to $3,000 depending on where you are in the country. It's just amazing, isn't it? And in second quarter earnings, I guess it was back in June, they reported a total of 1.5 million full and part-time employees globally. Wow. Yeah, I thought that was a lot until I found out they were down 100,000. Yeah, well, they were 100,000. Right? The The move comes after Amazon reportedly scrapped plans for dozens of warehouses. Because you know why? You know why, huh? You know why? Because sales are slowing. Right? Sales are becoming a little stagnant with them. So they delayed the opening of several locations. Also, they paused hiring for corporate roles until they move out of the slump a little bit. They went on to say, we have many different businesses at various stages of evolution. We expect to keep adjusting our hiring strategies. You know, there's been accusations. I can see it, but there's been accusations that say that they are reproducing product that is selling good, or selling well, excuse me, therefore burying some of the smaller vendors. Now, I know some people are talking about suing them for doing that. I'd like to see what comes out of it, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also hearing that Walmart and Target are amping up as well. So if you need to get make some money, if you've not been doing well over this past year and you need a few bucks, it might be a great place to go get a temporary job. You know it's not going to last long. It's extra money to help out maybe for the rest of the year, to help out with electricity, to help out with anything. All right. I know, that was boring, right? Oh, but amidst that, jobless claims have risen again, more than expected, as labor market starts to cool off. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment benefits, it rose more than expected last week. You know, we kept hearing about, didn't we have the economies booming? Moving them, cranking right along? I mean, I'm serious. And curious. Now, the Labor Department shows applications for the week ended October 1st. It climbed 219,000 when it was on its way down. I think it was 190,000. Right? That's in line with the 2019 pre-pandemic average claims. It marks the highest level for jobless claims in 5 weeks. And it's well above the forecast of 203,000. Yeah, I don't know if you can forecast these things anymore because you really don't know who's reporting what and when. If unemployment benefits continue to climb, it could be a sign that the employers are laying off people. And consumers will start pulling back. They already are pulling back, by the way. So if they're pulling back already, watch their dollars. Right? Stores stop hiring or cutting back. The natural progression is the economy will cut back. May even end up coming to a grinding stop. I don't know. I'm not the expert here. So keep in mind, we're not out of the we're not going to be out of the woods for a while. The number of Americans that consecutively receiving unemployment aid continue to inch higher too. You know, people usually go to unemployment, they stay on it long enough to find a job, and they move on. And that doesn't last the whole period. But what I find is I see a lot of jobs in my neighborhood or a lot of help wanted signs in my neighborhood, and people aren't filling those jobs. Now, I don't know if it's because it doesn't pay enough. I don't know what the reason is behind it. They must be making, more money on unemployment than they would make. That's terrible. Don't really think about it. It's terrible. So they're making as much, if not more, money on unemployment than they are if they went to work. You got to fix that. Now, these numbers come from the Federal Reserve. It's not some right-wing organization making them up as they go, right? And the Feds are beating their brains out to try to beat this inflation. They can't do it. Not the way they want to. Now, some of the internal memos that people got their hands on, the Fed believes that the unemployment rate might be up to and as high as 5% by the end of the year. How does that work? Right? So anyway, it's higher than June. Jobless rates jumped to 3.7% back then. I don't know. You know what, guys? You got to hunker down. Everybody I talk to says the same thing. Well, the people that I know, you got to hunker down. Because this isn't going to get fixed quickly. They won't do what they need to do to fix it, number one. And it's going to head in the same direction. Gas prices are up. Joey B is walking us into what could be a nuclear war. I don't know. I'm not gonna scream the sky is falling. I'm just saying everything points. Putin's going to be backed into a corner where he's not. I'm not saying it's right, but he's not going to know what to do. And nobody seems to know how to give him an out, which I find hard to believe. It can't be that happy, that hard. Unreal. So somebody has to come out, even if it means, at this point, sorry, but if it means giving up some of the property, something to keep them from going nuke, unless you want to take them out first. I think what I have learned from all this, they're not as strong as we thought they were. Right? They're not as strong as we thought or been led to believe. Look, if they can't take on Ukraine and a few other places, what the heck makes you think they can take us on? Now, the only thing that really puts them out front is they got nukes, and they're constantly updating their nukes. They're constantly trying to make the nukes better, stronger, whatever. That's scary. Anyway. Tom Nelson, a former opponent of Barnes in the Democrat primary, told the Times that the campaign needed to fire its media consultant in the Wisconsin race. Yeah, Mandela Barnes supporters, they sound alarmed as Ron Johnson pulls ahead in the Wisconsin Senate race. Look, you see the same thing happen in Pennsylvania right now. The Senate race polls are closing in favor of Oz. Oz did a stupid thing. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, he moved there for this race. People are not dumb. New York Times profiled the struggles of the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. His Senate campaign on Thursday seemed to be struggling, with one supporter bluntly telling the newspaper they're losing. Now, Tom Nelson, a former opponent of Barnes in the Democrat primary, told the Times that the campaign needs to fire its media consultant. They're losing against what Times writer Reed Epstein called remarkably effective Republican ads. Epstein also noted retired businesswoman Jane Kasnig. She approached Barnes at a diner, confronting him with a list of grievances against the campaign, including his inability to repel attacks hurled at him. Some people are just afraid to do it. Some people don't have anything to push back with. Right? And some of these people are stressed out because they don't know what to do. Look, if you're not guilty of something they accuse you of, push back and say something. Now, Barnes' progressive ideas are leading Republicans to capitalize on his rhetoric. Gain ground, push it hard. See, if you take it to them, they can't fight you. If you take it to them, you can win. Seriously. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be back with you tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid. I want you here with me.